Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Alex Diaz. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McDowell fires to first and picks off Seitzer. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco bunts towards the mound. Wegman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matheny hits a line drive towards short. Guillen catches it and throws to first to double up Diaz. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Reed reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reed moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin bunts towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wegman spins and fires to second, with Valentin covering, and Guillen is picked off. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Diaz who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ventura scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Johnson steals home. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a line drive into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Ward moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Jackson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaz bunts towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Renaud pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renaud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Renaud now catching. Jose Mercedes now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 0 for 3 in the game. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren News on pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. News on takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. News on moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. News on moves to third. Franco moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Ventura now playing first base. Craig Griebeck now playing third base. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Renaud is 0 for 1 in the game. Renaud hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.